السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده وأشكره وأستعينه وأستغفره وأتوكل عليه، وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه، حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته، بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين وصحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين، وصل على بقية الله في الأرضين. أوصيكم عباد الله بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. Remind you all brothers and sisters on this Friday to observe taqwa and observe what Allah has instructed us. And they have been explained by the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam regarding our duties and what things that we have to refrain from and tread this path, the straight path of Allah to salvation, and receive inshallah maghfirat and shifa'at of Allah and shifa'at of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salatu wassalam. May Allah enable us to perform our duties and guide us to the right path. Verses from Surah Al-Furqan that we were discussing last Friday, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ayah 65, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ أَلَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And the servants of the beneficent Allah are they who walk on the earth in humbleness. And when the ignorant address them, they say, peace. Walking with humility is an example of humbleness of a person. Humbleness that is inside shows in speech and manners and respect of knowledgeable people and respect of truth and haqq. People who are self-conceited, they refuse to accept or follow the truth, and they show their behaviors, they show arrogance in their behaviors. Allah in subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least in three places in the Holy Quran, talks about just humility in walking. For example, in Surah Al-Luqman also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُسَعِّرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. And do not turn your face away from people in contempt, nor go about in the land exulting over much. Surely Allah does not love any self-conceited boaster. And in Surah Isra, Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse 37, وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَحَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضَ وَلَن تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not go about in the land exultingly, that means walking arrogantly, for you cannot cut through the earth, nor reach the mountains in height. If a person walks proudly, arrogantly, that is, he cannot like whatever, how much he looks up or tries to show himself strong cannot reach the mountains, let alone this greatness of this universe and how great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created all the cosmos, you know, all the world. And the human being is just very small in size. Regarding tawazu, humility in this verse, and the last part is about dealing with ignorant people, that those who may want to trigger your emotions, insult you, or for example provoke you in any way, right? Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the Rahman, they don't fall in the trap. They say peace. That means they do not get into arguments. They are not provoked. They are halim. That means they control their anger. They have hilm. And they have such forbearance because they have a mature intellect. Their aql is active, and they know that by losing control over themselves, right, they will only harm themselves and their iman. So do not reply and respond. There are people who say, for example, so-and-so said this to me and I gave him 10 times more. Well, this is nothing to be proud of. Islam says when people jahilun, they speak to you, what do you say? You say, peace, brother. You know, I wish you, there are two kinds of salam and peace. One is the salam that you say, for example, to people who are respectful, intelligent, right? And there's a salam and peace you say to people who are ignorant, to avoid destroying your own faith and destroying or getting into an, because bad behaviors grow. We do it a few times, it becomes part of you. You avoid them so that you stay, pious. The piety should be safeguarded in ourselves. Regarding tawazu, humility, this hadith from Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that being in the company or keeping company of scholars, ulama, has three advantages, which he says are such that being with ulama takes a person away from three things and leads a person towards three things. Those three things are these. One is being with learned people takes you away from pride towards humility. Mostly people who are ignorant are arrogant, right? People who are more learned, they are more humble, have to be. This is the nature of knowledge, that with knowledge comes khushu, tawazu. With jahl comes takabbur, kibr, you know, arrogance. The second thing a person learns is this company of ulama takes a person away from carefreeness towards responsibility. A lot of people don't, you know, they have a certain attitude, there are a lot of apathy, they don't carefreeness, don't care about their personal responsibilities, about their responsibility towards other people, society for example, responsibility towards deen. But being with learned people, a person gains consciousness that there are things towards, obviously when you know something, you would want to do something about it. When you don't know something, obviously a lot of people say we don't even watch the news. Why do we watch the news? Because it makes us feel bad. But what is that? Well, either these people are watching wrong news, or the right news means it's both in the news. There's good things in the real facts of this life, right? For example, knowing about facts of history, it motivates a person to be like good people. Quran talks about history, facts. About current situation, what is happening around the world, what is happening in our society, if a person is ignorant, right? Well, this person who is ignorant will do nothing about, for even for oneself. a person who is who knows, he is responsible as well. And also the attitude that a person gains because of knowing, right, is very different from the attitude of ignorant people. Another advantage is that being in the company of ulama takes a person away from jahl, ignorance, toward knowledge. Knowledge that is beneficial. Knowledge that changes one's life. Look at the humility of Holy Prophet in his personal life. The historians have written, just as they have written about his appearance, what he used to wear, they've also written in detail about how he used to conduct himself at home and in the neighborhood with people, in the masjid, everywhere, in the battlefields, wherever he went, whatever he did, it's been recorded. The Prophet used to, personally, he used to clean the house, he used to milk the cows, he used to mend his own clothes, sweep the floor, he used to tie the camel in the stable, he used to take care of all the things himself. He used to help his servants, you know, grind the wheat and barley and all that, personally help people around him, knead flour, bring groceries, get food, for those things that he used to go out and buy things for home, and eat with the poor and serve food to them as well. You eat with somebody, that's one thing, and you help, serve personally, help people around you, you know. So he was so aware and so careful about everything, and it's all coming from his humility, humbleness. He did not consider that below his personality to sit down and eat with the servants, help his family, right? There are so many instances recording, walking on the street, he saw one child was sitting alone crying while the other kids were playing. He stopped and asked him, why are you sitting here crying? He told the Prophet that my father was killed in a battle and I'm an orphan, and these children do not play with me. And the Prophet sat down with him, started crying with this child. You know? This was the personality of our Prophet. This change that happened in this world did not come from nothing. One such person came to this world and brought so much rahmat to this world that people who were fighting for 100 years over nothing, they became brothers and sisters to each other. That was supposed to continue after him. Obviously, unfortunately, it did not. Because the values of the whatever slogans of Jahiliyat came back to the society. The personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam was just like the Holy Prophet. He was a very humble person. Humble with Mu'mineen, right? With the believers. In one of the battles, Ghazwa Ashira, it's called, Ammar Yasir says that I was with Mawla Ali alayhi salam, and we got to the place where the enemies were camping to attack us, and we got there before they could attack, so they ran away. So Imam asked me, would you want to come with me and see the farmers who are working on the fields and see how they do their work? He said, I followed Imam Ali alayhi salam. We watched them, how they do the farming, because they have different ways in different areas. Afterwards, it was hot, so we found a tree under that tree, on the sand. Imam alayhi salam laid down and slept, and I also took a little nap. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came looking for Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa sallam, and found him on this sand, sleeping, his clothes all covered with dirt. Like sand, you know. And he said, Ya Aba Turab. And woke him up. And Imam was then onwards known by this title of Aba Turab. Abu Turab. Turab means what? Sand. Right? Some people used to use it as a, you know, to make fun of him or something. But this was a name given to the Imam by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people confuse tawazu, humility, with zillat. They think that you have to be humble all the time with all the people. Especially when it comes to people who are wealthy, they show even more humility. When it comes to arrogant people or enemies of Islam, they show even more softness and, you know, humility, which is wrong. Tawazzu is for whom? In Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. He said the believers, they are lowly with the believers, right? And they are mighty against the unbelievers. A person who respects a wealthy person because of greed, because of his wealth, right? He is destroying 2/3 of his deen, in the hadith it says, from the Holy Prophet. A person who respects or humbles himself for a rich person, in front of a rich person, out of his wealth, in the hope that he will get something from this rich person, bows down or shows, you know, makes himself zaleel before a rich person, right? He's destroying 2/3 of his faith right there. Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. He says, Ma ahsana tawadhu al-aghniya lil-fuqara. How good is the humility of rich people for the poor people? That the rich people, how nice it is for a person who has more resources, right? Who is better, doing better than financially than another person. How good is it that they will show humility to them? Why? Talaban lima indallah. In the hope of receiving something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Correct? Wa ahsan minhu. And better than that, a level of humility that is even better than humility of a wealthy person to a poor person. وَأَحْسَن مِنْهُ تِيهُ الْفُقَرَى عَلَى الْأَغْنِيَةِ. Self-reliance, right? And that means being, what do you call, خُدَّار in Urdu they say, you know, being not showing humility, the opposite of that. I'm not saying arrogantly, I'm not saying arrogance or ill manners, but I mean like showing biniyazi, you know, a person who sees things that he does not need, not showing the need to whom? To the rich person. A poor person not showing his needs, expressing his needs to a rich person. Why? Ittikalan ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because he believes that Allah is a provider. And I trust Allah and I believe in what is best. And Allah knows what is best. A person, that is harder. Why? Because often a person who is in need will show his humility to the person who has more. Unfortunately, when this happens, the people who are rich, they take advantage of that, right? It increases their arrogance. And these people become zaleel in front of such people. In our deen and Islam, and Aql also says the same thing, that a person should show humility, right, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Humility to those that if you show humility to them, it will help them. Guide them, correct? But a person should stand by his faith and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the promises that Allah has made. Humility is an important pillar of iman. May Allah give it to us, inshallah. And the last part of the verse, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. That when the ignorant people address them, of course, when ignorant people address a person, how do they address them? In their ignorant ways. They come to argue over things, right? Bring up nonsensical arguments. They argue with them, accuse them, blame them, use bad language against them, challenge them about things that they don't even know about. refuse to accept them when, for example, learned people are saying something based on knowledge, knowing what they're saying is what they know. Those people refuse to accept it from them. Often it is said in our etiquettes and akhlaq that if knowledgeable people are speaking, ulama are speaking, do not argue with them and quote other scholars and say, you said this, so-and-so said this, something else. Try to listen carefully. Ask for reference if you want. Clarify issues. If you have questions, clarify them. In the Holy Quran, we see that this humility has limits. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنِ اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ فَاعْتَدُوا عَلَيْهِ بِمِثْلِ مَا اَعْتَدَى عَلَيْكُمْ. Before that is talking about, you know, what if the enemies of Islam, they wage a war in the month of Haram, what happens then? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if that happens, أَشْشَهْرُ الْحَرَامِ بِالشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ. If they don't respect it, you don't respect either, and go against them. Whoever then acts aggressively against you, inflict injury on them according to the injury that he has inflicted upon you. So you see that jahilun are different from enemies. Enemies have an intention to harm you in a planned way, knowingly they want to harm you. But jahilun are people who don't know what they are doing. Out of nadani and ignorance, right? Or today we will say some mental issues, which are so common, they have this habit of arguing with other people, right? So you have to distinguish between people who have mental issues, right? Or lack of their social skills, as they say today, or people who really have a problem. That they know what they're doing, and they're doing it on purpose. And Islam says, ignore the ignorant people, but confront those arrogant people who want to hurt you. You stand your ground and do not show humility to such people. Today, in today's world, you see a lot of examples of that. Inshallah, we talk further. May Allah forgive us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us, enable us to follow the example of the Holy Prophet. And A'imma Adhara alayhi salatu wassalam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين المنتجبين سيما علي أمير المؤمنين والصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء صلوات الله عليها والحسن والحسين سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى عليهم الصلاة والسلام وعلي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف القائم الحجة حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك وصل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر وصلى الله على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد. I remind you all again and myself to observe piety and taqwa. May Allah help us all in these difficult times. Because of the very short time that we have now, just mention a few things going on. The first start with Palestine occupied territories, where an infant child was killed, burnt in his own house. And many people, young and old, are being killed left and right every day. Lands are being grabbed, trees are being cut down, and basic essentials, medicine, are not being supplied. And this is a very sad situation, and it has enraged Muslims in many places. They have come out, and there is a very important reason why every year we protest on the day of Quds. The Qibla, the first Qibla of Muslims, is for all Muslims, but the lives of Palestinians are human lives which belong to the world, and all human beings should condemn, and if the world is waking up, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala end this oppression against the Palestinian people and spread awareness regarding the crimes of the Zionist entity. Another important thing which was on my mind for some time is about the TV channels, and mostly TV channels and websites that use bad language against the respectful personalities of Ahlus Sunnah. Some TV channels propagate and insult. They insult the personalities who our Sunni brothers and sisters respect. They may be some ashab, they may be some ummahat, right? And they, not only, for example, there's a time when you use a reference and you discuss like an intellectual, right? Respectfully and without getting into debates and arguments. Someone asks you a question, you make a point, right? And you present the other side's viewpoint as well, and you try to see where we meet, find common ground. But the attitude of certain people, certain so-called scholars and certain channels, TV channels, is to make fun of them and insult them openly. I will name these channels because I think we all are aware of it. But some people, out of their lack of their knowledge, they enjoy listening to such speeches, and then they go around talk about it. Some of our, unfortunately, our own Shia centers don't care about these things. They invite some speakers and they badmouth Sunnis. They badmouth some of their respected personalities. Whether we respect them or not, for the facts that we learn about, is a different matter. But when we use the member of Ahlul Bayt, which is the place of tabligh and hidayat of people, right? A place, a forum, public forum, which is supposed to spread hidayat and guide people and stop fasad on this earth and fitna. Control, for example, or suppress the voices, the evil voices, the satanic voices, we use them to incite more violence and to, for example, provoke people. And then these speeches are being used. They're spread around. They're played in some of these places where these terrorists are training their people. They play these speeches over there. Salam TV channel is one of them. And Fadak channel is another one. And Ahlul Bayt channel, there are several channels by the name of Ahlul Bayt. There's one run by a person called Allah Yari. And there's Yasir Habib is another guy who runs a Fadak channel, right? And Salam channel is another sheikh who is Hidayati. These have come out, they disrespect and insult other people. They even disrespect our own Maraji Taqleed. And Wali al-Faqih, Shaheed Mutahari, they disrespect and insult, right? Our most senior scholars who have written tafsir, who have written books, right? They disrespect all those scholars who talk about unity between Muslims. And obviously when you see their background, that some, they used to operate in Muslim countries, they were kicked out from there, that now they are based in England, they are based in the United States, and they are being allowed, right? It's not easy to open a TV channel in this country. And when you have support, that means it's being done on purpose. And this is dangerous for our faith, and we must disown. We must distance ourselves from such people. Just because someone is saying what you agree with and use that and defile other people and make fun of other people and insult them, that doesn't mean you get involved and supported. Because by doing that, right, you are making enemies, first of all. Secondly, you are misrepresenting tashayyu. The akhlaq of Ahlul Bayt, you are distorting the akhlaq, the picture that Ahlul Bayt presented in those times is being distorted, presented very negatively to other people. You appear yourself as hateful, just like those other people, which you are not. You stand up for deen, for akhlaq, right? For good human values. And these values, Quran condemns. Such actions that you, for example, insult other people, Quran says, don't call badmouth their own leaders, because they will badmouth yours. What will happen if you badmouth them? They will come and badmouth your imams, right? Or desecrate their harams, their rawzas, their holy places. They will hurt your ulama, your leaders and maraji. Even those who are badmouthing them will themselves become targets of those people. And the families, today they're targeting Shia families as well. But it clearly shows that these people are wrong and they do not belong to Shia Islam, and they should be informed, and they should be condemned on all forums. And such speakers should not be invited to our Islamic centers. Because our Islamic centers are to save our youth, are to save our families, are to spread knowledge among us. They are not forums to be abused by people who are ignorant. Obviously, people work so hard to create Islamic centers, establish them, and all the effort, all the hard work, all the money that goes into Islamic centers is an amanat. It is amanat of Islam. Amanat that Allah has given. Allah gives tawfiq to a person to open a masjid or a Husayniya or Imam Bargah, right? Its purpose is that you invite people who speak for Islam. They know what Islam is. Provide correct interpretation of verses of Holy Quran. Awaken the people regarding their social responsibilities. Spread Islam to this society which is being misinformed. Well, obviously, it is a duty that people, all of us, need to come together and do it collectively, right? It's not an easy obligation. Ulama need people, intellectuals. Intellectual needs ulama. All people need to come together, put our knowledge to a very good use, build bridges, find common ground with other people outside. Stand for a good cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all, make the zuhur of Imam closed, and stop this fitna which has been spreading in the Muslim world, that leading to terrorism, leading to violence among Muslims and others. May Allah make the zuhur of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam closed. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
امید قریبان تنها کجایی؟ چراغ سر قبر زهرا کجایی؟ تجلی طه گل عشق مولا دل آشفته داغ آن کوچه غم گرفتار گودال خونی دل افکار غمهای زینب سیاه پوش قاسم عزادار اکبر گل باغ لیلا پریشان دست علمگیر سقا نفسهای سجا نواهای باغ دعاهای صادق کس بی کسی های شبهای کازم حبیب رضا و انیس قریب جواد الائمه تمنای هادی عزیز دل اسگری پس نگارا بفرما کجایی 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 دلم جز هوایت هوایی ندارد، لبم غیر نامت نوایی ندارد، وضو و اذان و نماز و قنوتم بدون ولایت بهایی ندارد، دلی که نشد خانه یاس نرگس خراب است و ویران صفایی ندارد. بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، بیا تا جوانم بده رخ نشانم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم، که این زندگانی وفایی ندارم.